Women will talk about you. They don't need us, man. Men think they know everything. I hear you all the time. I'm getting tired of it because you're messing it up for me. I hear you. Men be saying stuff like, yo, I beat it up last night. I smashed it. I beat the brakes off an old girl. You didn't beat nothing up. You can't beat it up. That is the most elastic thing on the face of the earth. You've never driven anywhere in your life and seen a vagina repair shop. You've never heard a woman say, I had to take it to the shop. He beat it up. He really, I left it Monday. They had to order a part from France. I don't know how long it's going to take. They said at least 3 days. I think he dented it this time. That's never going to happen. They don't need us. They got toys. They got bullets, rabbits, all type of shit. You hear them? Woo, woo. Don't be naive. Check that top dresser drawer when you go over there. Your girl coming home with a whole case of AAA batteries and you not asking any questions as to what's going on in your house. There's not that many remote controls in your house. Start paying attention. And women, you can't talk about us like that. Ask my friend who's been married 42 years. She can tell you the male ego is fragile. We can't handle that. If I don't please you in bed, come and talk to me. Pull me to the side. Maybe I could find an article on the internet or something. Step my game up. Don't go giving your girlfriend this type of information. Now I come over to her house for Sunday dinner and she in the kitchen at the microwave making jokes with me. Oh, hey, Drew, I heard. 3 minutes, huh? Boop, 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 boop. How does she know? So I'm putting an end to that. I'm not going to have you walking around trying to lower my self-esteem. I have found a way for all women I sleep with to let me know that I have pleased them each and every time. I only sleep with women with asthma. That way when I get done and she reach over and pick up her inhaler and take 2 puffs, I did well. You're out of breath. And when I retell the story, it's going to be a different version. They're going to be like, how was your date the other night? Man, I almost killed that bitch. She had to get her nebulizer. So I'm here for the fellas. I'm here for you. I didn't want to lose my girl to no AAA battery. So this is what I want you to do. Go to your local adult novelty store. What do you have here in town? Love Stuff. Go to Love Stuff. You got a card, one of them cards where you get stamped when you buy stuff? Okay, she yelled that out. Love Stuff. I get something free next time. Find something to spice your relationship up with. I don't care what level you at. Level 1, level 6, it doesn't matter. I grew up in a Christian sheltered home, so I didn't want to get something too far into the spectrum and not know how to use it, like Ass Blast 2000 or something like that. I wanted to start small, build my way up. So I'm going to tell you guys this story because I feel close to you now. I went and got some of that KY jelly with the warming gel, but nobody told me that this wasn't for men. So I get this stuff home and I'm like, tonight is going to be special. I got the KY jelly with the warming gel. So I'm in the bathroom prepping. Got some in the palm of my hand. It's warm and jelly-like. I seen the commercial. Rubbed it on myself. Had a nice warm sensation. Then it started getting hotter and hotter and hotter. And I'm like, get this off of me. Get this off of me. Don't get it in your eye. Don't get it in your eye. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't anybody test this on no little rat dick or nothing before they put this on the market? This is way too hot, way too hot. You gotta test it. That's what the rats are for. You can't just put this on the market like that. So I had to take it back and get some of that edible lubricant. And I don't know if you've ever tried the edible lubricant, but get the green apple. You could put that on anything. Biscuits, food, it don't matter. That green apple is awesome. It can save your marriage, I'm telling you. Trying, though. I want to be like you, 16 years. You think I'm picking you, but I want to be like you, man. Tired of coming home by myself. I want to...